Be'ezras Hashem b'lineder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Suban, Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Tainus, daf Chaf. Now we read quickly the story of Nachdim and Ben-Gurion. Let's read it quickly one more time because it's relevant to the beginning of today's daf. Good morning, David, Yoshua, Reuben, Chanuch, Avi, Yitzchak, Shmuel, Gershon, Eitan, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. Let's take it again from Tana Rabbanan, about 10 lines from the bottom, just very quickly. Tana Rabbanan, Pamachas, I'll call you so the regal Yushalayim. One time, all of Klai, so did Ali, the regal. Vlohayla, Mayim, Lishtos, had no water. Halach, Nachdimon, Ben-Gurion was a very wealthy guy. Nachdimon, Ben-Gurion, Eitzel, Hegemon Echad, a certain ruler, non-Jewish ruler. Amarlo, Halveini, Shtemesre, Mayonis, Mayim. So, lend me 12 springs of water. So, La'ole regalim, so that the people going up to do Aliyah L'Rega will have what to drink. Vaniyatim l'chashtem esrei enos mayim. And then when it rains, there was a drought, so it hadn't rained. So he says, when the rain continues, I'll pay you back. Vim eni nosen l'cha, if I don't pay you back by a certain date, hareini nosen l'chashtem esrei kikar kesef, I'll give you a crazy amount of money. 12 bars of silver. V'kavalo zman, they made a set time that he had to pay back. Kim and Shigiazman, when that day came, Velo Yard the Gesham, it still hadn't rained. Bishachris Shalachlo, so this non-Jewish hegemon sent to him to Nachdimon, Shagali Omaim Omos Yeshli Yatcha, give me either the water or the money. Shalachlo, Adain Yeshli Zman, I have the rest of the day still, don't bother me. Kalayom Kula Shalihu, I have the rest of the day. But Saharayim in the afternoon, good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. Batsarayim Shalachlo. Shagali o mayim o mal sheish biyadcha, send me either the water or the money. Shalach lo adayin yishli shows biyom, I still have time. B'mincha, then it came time for mincha ketana, 9.5 hours into the day, it was getting late. Shalach lo, shagali o mayim o mal sheish biyadcha, give me the wine or give me the money. Shalach lo adayin yishli shows biyom, I still got time. Ligleg v'alav osa hegmon, good morning Dr. Joe. So that non-Jewish ruler made fun of him. Omar, he said, it hasn't rained all year yet. Kol hashana kulo lo yardu gishamim. Va'akshav yardu gishamim. Nichnas lebeis hamerchitz besimcha. So that non-Jewish hegemon went into the bathhouse with joy. He was about to become rich. Ad shehegemon nichnas besimchas lebeis hamerchitz. Nakdimon nichnas lebeis hamigdush b'shu atzuv. So Nachdimon went very sadly into the Beis Hamikdash, Nisatef Amar Datili, he wrapped himself in a talis and davened. Amar Lefanam Ribbono Shalom, Goli Vidul Fanach Shalom Chvodi Asisi, I didn't do this for my own honor. V'lo Chvod Beis Abba Asisi, El Lechvodcha Asisi, for your honor. Shimayim Mitzvim L'Oli Regalim, that people should be excited to do the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regal, because when you do a mitzvah and you're B'Simcha, that's an honor for Hashem. And a person does a mitzvah and it's hard for him, so that sometimes could be a Chil Hashem. He doesn't like the mitzvah, so he wanted to make sure that he did the mitzvah B'Simcha. Miyad niskashu ashmayim ba'avim, the clouds all of a sudden came forward. V'yardu gishamach nismalu shtemis ve'mayon ismayim, and the water came down, and right away the 12 well springs all filled up. V'hosiru, and there was even extra water, so the well springs, the dedicated him, he actually paid him too much. Achi yatzeg ve'es hamerchat, so then the hegemon came out of the bathhouse, Nachdimon Ben-Gurion, yatzeg ve'es hamigdash, he came out of ve'es hamigdash, kishapogus ebbis, they bumped into each other, amalo. Tainly demei mayim Yosef. So Nachdimon now said to the hegemon, you owe me water for the extra. You owe me money for the extra water. Shtei shebiyadcha. Amar lo, the hegemon said, nothing doing. Yodani shlohir shakadosh baruch ha-salamo ela b'shvilcha. I know that it only rained because of you. El adan yeshu b'zman pe'alach. However, you didn't win. She'otzi mimcha es ma'osai. You owe me the money. Why? Shekvar shaka chama. It was already shkia by the time it rained. So the day was already over. So you missed the payment, so you owe me all the money. Ugishamim b'shusi yardu. It was on my day. So what happens? Nachdimon chazav v'nichas beis hamikdash. He goes back into the beis hamikdash. Nesadim amatfili. Put on the towels and daven again. Ramal lefan ribon shalom. Hodash yeshlecha uvim ba'ilamecha. Tell the world that you have people who you love. Miyad nispazru avim. The clouds broke. Vizorcha hachama. And the sun shone. Had the sun not shone, I would have had a reason to collect my money. But now that the sun is shining, I can't collect the money. Tana. Lo Nakdimon Shmo. His name wasn't really Nakdimon, Ela Buni Shmo. The Lomina Kroshmo Nakdimon. Why was his name called Nakdimon? Shenokta Chama Bavuro. Either the sun shone for him or the sun pierced through. Look at the top Tosis. Niktara Kimo Mekader Baharam. Boring a hole. Klamashem Menakev Harakia. The sun bore a hole through the Rakia. The Chasam Sofer writes on this Gemara that even though Nakdimon was correct, but he only, really the day was over. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that they said, hey, Rav Mordechai, good to see you. Even though the day was really over, Hashem made a miracle. So really, this was Gezel HaGoy. So the Chasam Sofer says, Nakdimon made sure to never benefit from this money. He would never benefit from because he really owed the guy all the money. He was a very wealthy guy. And he gave it out all to Aniyim. He took the same amount of money, gave it all to Aniyim. But even despite that, because of the fact that he really owed the money, so he was punished. Even though he didn't benefit from it, unbelievable Chasam Sofer. And that's why the Gemara in Ksuba says that Nakdimon Ben Gurion's daughter, by the Churban, the time of the Churban, was looking for wheat in the excrement of non-Jewish animals. Galei Behemas of the Kochavim. Because Nakdimon, her father, quotes, benefited from a miracle and from the Ovid Kochavim, so he was punished that his daughter had to search for that. Unbelievable how far you have to go through Gezel HaGoy. People think Gezel HaGoy is okay. This Gemara clearly states, Chasam Sofer, it's Gezel HaGoy is not okay. It's not okay to steal from Goyim. And Nakdimon was punished even for a smell of something that really he only benefited because of a miracle, because they needed to save Klai Yisrael at that time, and he gave it all to Tzedakah. But he still, he sort of owed the money they didn't pay, so he got punished. So says the Chasam Sofer, unbelievable. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Naktim Lem Chama Bavur, and there were three people that the sun stood for, Moshe, V'Yoshua, V'Naktim, V'Ngurim. The Achronim asked, there were more. I mean, what about Yaakov and others? So they work on that Kasha. Bishlam, Naktim, V'Ngurion, Gemara. Yeah, we have a Gemara we just saw. Yeshua, Nami, it's Beferish. It says that the sun stopped. Elo Moshe Minolan. How do you know that the sun stopped for Moshe? Amar Vlazer, Asya was by the war with Midian. Achel, Achel, Ksiv Hacha. It says by the war that Moshe had with Sichon and Og. Hayom Azeh Achel Teis, Achel Teis Pachtacha. V'yiraska Al Pnei Amim Tachas Kol Hashemayim Al Pnei Amim. It says by the war with Yeshua, where the sun stood still when they were going into Eretz Yisrael, Hayom Azeh Ochel Gadelcha. So it says Ochel. So since it says the word Ochel is Gzeira Shava, just like the sun stood for Yeshua in his war with the Malchei HaAmori, so too the sun stood for Moshe in his war with Sichon and Og. Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani Amar Asya. Taste. Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need all this. Asim migufei dekra. You can learn out from the pasuk itself. It says in the Devarim Perak Beis, Hayom hazeh ochel teis pachtcha v'yiras kol pnei amim taksherman asher yishmuun shemacha v'ragzu v'chalu mipanecha. That they're all going to be afraid of you. Why emasai ragzu v'chalu mipanecha? B'shah shenikdim olo cham ala Moshe. When the nation saw the sun stop, that's when they were scared. Some of the Achronim point out, the Gemara says, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama. So, V'rogzu v'cholu mipanecha, your face was like the face of the sun. Okay. V'chein ir shelo yardu alecha gishamim. A city that rain didn't fall out. So we said, sometimes it could fall on one city and not on the other city. The Gemara now is going to say, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Ushtei and Leklala. Both the cities get a curse. One had too much rain and one had not enough rain. So now the Gemara is going to go through four examples of where it looks like there's a curse happening, but in reality, it's a bracha. Things that look like a curse can sometimes be a bracha. Says the Gemara. It says in Eicha, in the beginning of Eicha, it says, Ha'isa Yushalayim l'nida b'neim, that Yushalayim was a nida. Tziva Hashem al Yaakov, Tziva Tzarv, Ha'yishan al Nidabinim. I remember the Marav, Libracha. The fact that Yerushalayim was a nida amongst the nations, it sounds like it's bad, they were separate, but it's actually a bracha. Kenida, manida yeshla heter, af Yerushalayim yeshla takana. Just like a nida, ultimately she's going to become tar to her husband, so too, even though Klal Yisrael was like a nida, we're far away from Hashem, and we're far away from everybody, however, in the future, Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt. Like the nida gets to be together with her husband afterwards, so too, Yerushalayim is going to be like a nida. Now, in the beginning of Eicha, it's out of order. The Keren Ayre asks, why is it out of order? We'll see in a minute. Haisa ka'almana. Klal Yisrael is compared ke'almana. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lebracha. It's actually a bracha. Ke'almana v'lo almana mamish. That we're like an almana, but not a real almana, because a real almana, the husband's never coming back. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ke'almana. Right now, we don't have a husband, but our almana, our status of almana is going to change. Hashem is going to return. Ella, we're like an almana, but our husband is actually going to return. That's why we always have to have belief in Gullah. See, when things look really bad, it's like a nida, it's like an almana. So ask the Keren Ora, why are the psukim darshaned out of order? So he says very beautifully, Rabbi Leibowitz quoted this. I was listening on the bike this morning. So Rabbi Leibowitz said, the Keren Ora says that it's darshaned out of order because that's the way it works. First, we become like a nida, we become tameh. So we distance ourselves from Hashem, and then he becomes like an almana. He runs away. We think, oh, where is Hashem? We don't realize Hashem left because we left. Once we leave, he leaves us. If we would come back to him, he's going to come back to us. Shuvo elai, or shuv aleichem. He also quoted a beautiful remez from the Gilyone Hashas. Beautiful remez. Listen to this. Pasuk says, the first pasuk in Eicha, right? Hoysa kalmana rabasi bagoyim. Hoysa ka'almana, hey, chaf, resh, beis. Backwards, that spells bracha. Hoysa ka'almana, the Gemara says, since it says ka'almana, it's a bracha. Because if it wouldn't have said ka'almana, you wouldn't have had the letters beis, resh, chaf, hey. It would have had beis, resh, aleph, hey. So that you only have a bracha because it's ka'almana. Okay, beautiful. Remez. V'gamani nasati eschem nivzim ushvalim. Pasuk in Malachi, I made you low lives. That's a bracha. Amar Vihuda, the Goyim think we're low lives. That's a bracha. Why Amar Vihuda? A bracha. They don't make us tax collectors on the rivers, and they don't make us policemen because they think we're low lives. So it's good. We don't have to have these bad jobs, which are very, very difficult to do. And finally, the last one by Yeravim ben Nevat. Achia Shiloni had a prophecy about the sins of Yeravim ben Nevat. V'hika Hashem is Yisrael. Kasher yogad akone b'mayim. Hashem is going to smite the Jewish people like a reed is smitten by the passing waters. So, comparing, so Yeravim ben Nevat was a Melech Yisrael who was a chayte umachti. He sinned and caused Klal Yisrael to sin. And when his son got sick, so Achia Shiloni prophesied on the punishment that would happen to the house of Yeravim, and since he was Machti Klal Yisrael, also Klal Yisrael is going to get punished. That's what's going on here. They're going to be very, very weakened, like a reed, like a weak reed that sways in the wind. Now, says the Gemara, but this is really a blessing in disguise. I'm with Rav Lebracha. Comparing Klal Yisrael to a soft reed, even though it's true a reed can be pushed around, but it's actually a bracha. Why? What does it mean? The pasuk in Mishlei ne'emanim pitziye oev v'na'ataros neshikos sone. That when your enemy smites you, that's a blessing. I'm sorry. When your friend smites you, that's a bracha. And when your enemy kisses you, that's also a bracha. That's a klala. Toiva klala shekil achi ashiloni Yisrael. The curse that achi ashiloni cursed the Jewish people, that was a blessing. Yosem ibracha shebirchan bilon arasha. Because Achia loved the Jewish people, so when he cursed us, it was a blessing. But Bilam who hated us, when he blessed us, it was bad. Yosem ibracha shebirchan bilon arasha. Achia Shiloni killed on Bikane. Achia Shiloni was a Navi, and he cursed the Jewish people. We should be like a reed. Amar lehem yilo Yisrael, v'hika Hashem Yisrael kasha yogud hakone. God is going to bless you. You're going to be chucked around the water like the water takes the reeds and smashes them around. But since the kane is by the water, it never dries out. V'gizo machlif, even after somebody rips it out of the ground, it grows right back. V'sharsha of Meruben has a lot of roots. Even all the wind blows the reed. It's so soft, it just blows in the wind, so it doesn't uproot it. It flows with the wind. When the wind stops, it stays where it is. So to the Jewish people, they're always b'makom mayim, which is Torah. And if they are exiled amongst the nations, even with all the tsaros, they continue to strike roots in the water, in the Torah. And it's the koach haTorah, the wind doesn't mess them over. It can't totally uproot them ever. Rather, they bend under all the hardships, but they never break. They bend, but they don't break. And when the wind stops, when the nations of the world will stop, the Jewish people will remain in their land, in the land of Israel. So says the Maharsha in explaining this Gemara. So that's what it means, that when Achia cursed them, that they should be like a reed, it ended up really being, it's a curse in the short term, but it ends up being a bracha because we're going to withstand all of those things. Aval Bilam Harasha, Birchan Be'erez. Bilam blessed us, we should be like a cedar tree. Shnemar Ka'arozim. Ma'erez Eino Omid B'mokom Mayim. Just like a cedar doesn't stand in the place of water, it's weird. Tosa says, What do you mean? The next words in the Pasuk are Ka'arozim Ale Mayim. What do you mean? An erez doesn't stand by water. The next words in the Pasuk. Tosa says, Ma'erez appears to Avagab Dixiv Bebekra. Ale Mayim, Hahu Lav Bilam Karmelay. Bilam didn't say that part of it. Ela Malach. The Malach says that. V'chein Kulu, Bilam Amar Kinechalim, Umalach Amar Notayu. Right, so the Malach said, yeah, they're like Arazim, and they can always have the Torah to support them, but Bilam didn't say that. Ma'erez Ein Om Bokamayim, really, Erez can dry out. It's not by the water. V'ein Gizom Machlev. And after you rip it out of the ground, it doesn't regenerate itself. Ein Sharasha Merubin, and it doesn't have so many roots. Vafilu kol haruch shabalom noshes vayin mezizos also mimukoma. When regular winds come, it doesn't uproot it. However, kim shnasav ruach dromis. When you have a very strong wind comes, okard v'fakt al part of it totally uproots it. So that's the way Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. That's the way we should be. That's what it means. V'ne'ataros neshikos soni. That when a bracha, when an enemy gives you a bracha, it's actually a klala. So we see there's a lot of milus in a reed. So that's why that pasuk that cursed us like a reed is actually a bracha. V'lo'od, elazacha kanalita l'menu kulmus. The reed is what we use to make a quill, which we write, lichto bo sefer Torah nevi'im uksuvim. So Klal Yisrael is compared to a reed. That's the next gemara, beautiful gemara, Tana Rabbanan. La'olam yehi adam rach kekana. A person should always be soft like a reed. Vayeh kashik erez. He shouldn't be tough like a cedar. He shouldn't have gaiva. He should be soft and have humility. Torah only lasts with humility. That's why Klal Yisrael is compared to a kane. That's why the Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the most humble person. That's why the Torah was given on Har Sinai, who's the lowest mountain. As we learned in Tainus and Dav Zayin, the Torah always flows to a lower place. That Torah only can last in a person who is humble. That's why Klal Yisrael is compared to a kane, a reed that bends. Maisa Shabar Rav Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon mi Migdal Gedor. Unbelievable story. So a person should always be soft like a reed, humble and not arrogant. V'lal yikashik erez, not haughty, standing up tall like a cedar tree which stands up tall. Maisa Shabar Rav Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon mi Migdal Gedor. So a story happened that Rabbi Elazar Shimon came from a place called Migdal Gador. The Maharal writes, there's no such place. It just means that it's a hint to the Torah. This name is a hint to the Torah because the Torah has a mila that's from the term of migdal. But just like a migdal, a tower, is higher than everything else, so too the Torah has tremendous milas. And a gedor is a geder. It separates in Shus HaYachash as a Rabbim. So too the Torah is separated from all the other things in this world. And that's why a person who learns Torah feels great about himself, but it can sometimes lead to gaiva, as we see in this story. Even Torah learning can lead to gaiva. So a person who learns Torah has to be very, very careful not to become a Baal Gaiva because of the Torah he learns, because of this story. Unbelievable story. Tana Rabbanan. La'olam yehe Adam. La'olam yehe Adam. Rach kikana, a person should be soft like a reed. Valya kashik eres. Not tough like a cedar tree. Maisa shabar Rabbi Lazar b'Rebbe Shimon. Mi migdal gedor. Mi beis rabo. He was coming from a shir, he heard from his Rebbe. And he was riding on the donkey, and he was riding on the side of a beautiful river, and he was enjoying himself. And he was really filled with joy because of he felt good about himself that he had just learned a lot of Torah, and he was there by the river. He became a little arrogant. Because he had just learned a great shir. He found a person who was very, very disgusting. Rashi says, Tap Rashi, who was this? Elio Anavi, to test him. A very ugly looking person. Tosa says the same thing. The Meseches Derecheres, Tap Tosa, Nurse, Oso Adam Hais, Hainu, Elio, Ulatov Niskabin, Kadesh Lo Yagu Dabra. His intention was for good. He wanted to rebuke him that he shouldn't be too arrogant. The Amar Lo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Lo Hichzilo. I realized it didn't respond. Say Alechem Shalom. Amar Lo, Reka, you empty person. Kama Mechur Oso Ish. You're so disgusting looking. Shema Kol Bnei Ircha Mechur and Kamoscha. Are all the people of your city as bad looking as you? Well, Amar Lo, Eini Yodea. I don't know. El Alech VeEmar LuUmin SheAsaani. Why don't you go ask the person who made me and complain to him over the fact that I'm so ugly? Kama Mechur Kli Zeshah Sisa. Why don't you go tell the Rabbona Shalom how disgusting it is, the Kli that he made? He verbally abused him. Onas Devar. It's a terrible, terrible sin to make somebody feel badly. Kevin Sheyada Ba'atzma Shechata. As soon as he answered that, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon realized he sinned. Yarad Min HaChamor. He got off the donkey, he pleaded with him. Vamelo Nanesilach. I hear that I verbally abused him. Mecholi. Forgive me. Bullying. I'm not going to forgive you unless you go to the one who made me and ask him, how disgusting is this thing that you just, this kli that you made? And let him be mochel you. So Rabbi Lazar was walking after him to try to appease him until they got to Rabbi Lazar's city. All the people of the city said to Rabbi Lazar Shimon, oh, the Rebbe came back. I'm Elohim. Let me ask him, Koran Rebbe, Rebbe. Who are you calling Rebbe? I'm Elohim. Lezeh Shem Tal Achrecha, the guy walking behind you. Maybe that's how they knew it was Eliyahu Navi. How did he know which city to go to? But okay. I'm Elohim. Imzeh Rebbe, Al Yibu Kamosa Be Yisrael. If this is your rabbi, there should be nobody like him in the Jewish people. I'm Elohim. Mipnei Ma. Why are you saying that? I'm Elohim. Kaf Kach Asli. Told him the story. I'm Elohim. Afa became Macholo. Even though he did this bad thing, Be Machlam Shadum Gadol Batorahu. I'm Elohim, Bishvilchem, for your honor, Harini Mochalo. For him, I won't say, but for your honor, I'll be Mochalo, Vachlo, Yehi Ragel Azazkain. But you have to make sure he doesn't verbally abuse people. He shouldn't become arrogant and to speak negatively about people. Miyad Nichnas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Vidarash. Right away, Rabbi Lazar Shimon went to the Beis Medrash and he dashed in this pasuk. Laholam Ye Adam Rach Kikana. A person should be soft and humble like a reed, Va'al Ye Kashik Eres. He shouldn't be tough and arrogant like a cedar tree. And that's why the reed is zeicha to become a quill that we write the Torah from, because the Torah only happens with humility. Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. That's why the Torah can only be learned by somebody who's humble, can only be taught by somebody who's humble, and a person should be careful not to let it get to your head. Oh, we're going to finish Shas. As Hashem, with Siyata Tzimra, we're going to finish Shas, so we're going to let it get to our heads. No, no, Chas V'Shalom. You can't let it get to your head, even if you finish Shas. You can't let it get to your head. If you're zercha to learn Torah every morning, you can't become arrogant. It's a very fine line between feeling good about the fact that you're learning Torah. You should feel good about it, but not to let be arrogant that you look down on people who aren't doing it.
Rabbeinu Mechira, Rabbeinu, we discussed this in earlier times in Abdallah Kotan Chavim, Sheinu Kasha Kibayz Alim Adam Chavim. Rabbeinu discussed this exact point then, because we had the flip side. Rabbeinu argued on him on that specific point. He has to be somebody who's simple.
Right, very good. Very good. The Gemara says the Talmud Chacham was supposed to have an eighth of gaiva, 1/64, a tiny little measure, 1/64, an eighth of gaiva. You're supposed to have a little bit because you got to stand for something. You can't just have everybody walk all over you. It says the Gemara, v'chein ir sheyesh b'dever omapolis. So they would blow shofar if there was a city that had a plague or buildings falling down. Talmud Banan, omapolis she'amur brios. That's only when healthy houses were falling down. V'lo ru'os. And not houses that were already badly constructed. That's not a right or anything. She'ena ru'uyo sleepo. It's got to be houses that were not supposed to fall down. Below her ru'uyo sleepo. Not houses that should fall down. It says more. Heini nu brios v'ena she'ena ru'uyo sleepo. What's the difference between the two things? Heini ru'uyos, heini ru'uyo sleepo. Lo tzricha. The naflo machmas govhayu. If they fell because they were too tall. Maybe they were strong, but they were too tall. Inami dekaiman aguda denahara. Or they're on the banks of the river, so the surf side. On the banks of the river, so that the sand is not so strong that supports them underneath. Kiahi ashisa ru'ua, like there was a certain weak wall. The Havai benardar, the Lohavi chalaf Rabbi Shmuel Tusa. Rabbi Shmuel would never walk by that broken down wall because they were afraid it was going to fall down. Avgav dekayim basu tleis hashan, even though it was up there for 13 years. But they wouldn't walk there. Yomachad ikle Ravada Barava l'hasim. So one time, Ravada Barava was walking past the wall while Rav and Shmuel were there. Amalei Shmuel l'Rav. So Shmuel said to Rav, Nesi mar v'nakif. Let's go around like we always do. Amalei, Rav said back to Shmuel, Lot tzrichina hitna. Today we don't have to walk around the wall because Ravada Barava is there, so the wall ain't going to fall down. Dik Ravada Barava v'hadon. Ravada Barava is walking there, it's not going to fall down. The Nafesh Zechuse, he has so many Zechuyos, so the wall is not going to fall down for him. The Lomistafina, so I'm not worried that the wall is going to fall down today. We don't have to take the long cut, we can take the short cut. Ravuna Avalahu Chamra Bahubeisa Ruya. Unbelievable story. Ravuna had wine in a certain wall that was very rickety, and in a certain house that was rickety, and he was afraid the walls of the house are going to fall down. How's he going to get his wine out of there? He doesn't want to walk in there, the house might fall down. He wanted to get the wine out of there. So he figured, I'll engage Ravada Barava in a Torah conversation. I'll say, let's talk and learning, and let's walk inside the house. So, Mashke Bishmaita. So they were talking and learning the whole time. He brought him into the house. Adapanya, until they got all the wine out of the house. Basa Denufik, when the last bottle of wine got out of the house, Nufal Besa, the house fell down. Irgish Ravada Barava. Now, Ravada Barava all of a sudden realized that something was fishy, that the house fell down right after he walked out of there. Ikbid, he got very upset. Why did he get upset? Savala kihad am Rabbi Yanai. Because he held like this to Rabbi Yanai. Said, the Olam Yamad Adam Mokum Sakana. The Yomar Osam Linais. A person's not allowed to put himself in a situation of Sakana and rely on the fact that a miracle is going to happen. Shemein Osam Lones. Maybe a miracle might not happen. Vimtim Loma Osam Lones. And even if a miracle does happen, Menachem Lom Bizchu Yosef. You're gonna use up your merits to have a miracle done for you. You're gonna use up your merits. And Ravada Rava was not happy that you would use his merits to save somebody else's wine. Amar of Chanan, my crow. How do you see in the pasuk that when miracles happen, you lose merit? Tiksiv by Yaakov Avinu, almost a daf yomi coincidence. What was that 2 weeks ago? Katonti mikala chasadu mikala emes. I have become lessened because of all of the favors, Hashem, that you have done for me. It comes off my zechuyos. Now, why did Ravada Barava merit such great things? So the Gemara says Ravada Barava had 7 important things that he would do, and that's why he merited what he merited. Let's look at them. My haba uvde, the Ravada Barava. What were his good actions? He was zeicha. Ki had it in my life, we learned in the basement of Shalom Talmidav. L'Ravada Barava, the students of Ravada Barava asked him, "Ma harachta yamin? How did you merit to have long life?" even though he lived in Bavel. And the Gemara in Nedarim Darshins, Pasuk in Kisavo, Venasana Sham Lachasham Lev Ragaz, you're going to have a terrible life there. It's talking about Bavel. And anger is Mekatza Yamav Shel Adam. The people in Bavel were angry. And anger causes you to die early. As Pasuk says, in Eov, Katzer Yamim Usva Rogez. A person gets his days cut off because he is always angry. So they asked him, how is he able to, even though he lived in Bavel, where Pasuk says, V'nasan Hashem L'chasham Lev Ragaz, the people in Bavel would get angry easily. That's why you look at the Talmud Bavli, everyone's screaming at each other, yelling at each other. Maskifla, maskifla. But in the Talmud Yerushalmi, it's Ma'omer Kvodo, Ma'omer Kvodo, Ma'omer Kvodo. So everybody was nice to each other in Yerushalmi. There's no fighting because the Babylonians got angry. Oh, so how'd you survive? How'd you have such a long life? I never got angry at home. I never got angry with my wife. I never got angry with my kids. I didn't get angry. I wasn't Ma'omer Kvodo. That's led to a long life. I never walked ahead of someone who was greater than me. I showed my humility. I let the other person walk first. I never thought about Torah in dirty alleyways. I never walked 4 amos without learning Torah and without tefillin on my head. So it was really amazing that he managed not to learn in the Mevos HaTanavos. You and I also don't learn in the Mevos HaTanavos. We don't learn anywhere. But he learned everywhere, but he wouldn't learn the Mevos HaTanavos. V'lo yashanti b'beis medrash l'shinus kevel l'shinus arai. I didn't sleep in beis medrash, permanent or temporary sleep. V'lo sasti b'tachalas chaveirai. I never rejoiced when my friend had bad happen to him. V'lo karasi l'chaveirai b'hachinoso v'amilo b'chachinoso. I never called my friend by a nickname. Some say I never called my friend by his last name. Nowadays, the poskim say that to call the rabbi by his first name is more considered to be more of a gnai, not the last name. Amali Rav Rav from our papa. Leimalon Mar, Mehani Mili Malayasa Tehabe Ovid Rav Huna. Tell us from these great actions that Rav Huna used to do. Amalei Biyankusei Lo Dachirna. I don't remember his great actions when he was young, but his actions when he's older, those I remember. T'chol yoma de'iva, on any cloudy day, and it was windy, havu mafkin le biguharka de'dahava. They used to carry him in a golden chariot. V'siyah la l'kula masa, he would check the entire city. V'chol ashisa davis reyusa, and any wall that was weak, have a susily, he would knock down the weak walls so that no one should get hurt on the windy days. V'i efsher, lamara, if the guy couldn't afford to rebuild it, banile, if the owner of the wall couldn't afford to rebuild it, he would, Rav Huna would build it. V'i lo efsher, and if he couldn't do it, banile iumi didei. Either he would build it himself, or if he didn't have time to build it, he would pay for it. Every Erev Shabbos in the evening, he would send a shliach to the marketplace of vegetables. Any leftover vegetables that they still had in the market, he would buy up the vegetables and chuck them into the river. Ask the Gemara, why didn't he give it to the poor people? Now he was afraid sometimes the aniyim would rely on those vegetables and they wouldn't buy vegetables for Shabbos. But maybe that week there would be none left in the marketplace and the poor people wouldn't have any. Velishtei lebeima, why don't you feed it to the animals? Kasavar maichel adam ein machil lebeima. It's bizui ochlin. I'd rather throw it into the river and it would go down the river, somebody else would find him and eat him. Velo lizbenei klal. So he shouldn't buy them at all. Nimtzis machshin lasad lavo. No, he wanted to buy them up to make sure that the next week the guys would provide the same vegetables. Kihavale milsa da susa. When Rav Huna needed a certain refuah, having mole kuzu de maya. Vitalele besefa de besa. He would fill up medicine with a kli filled with water. and he would hang it on the front of his house. Amar kol debay leisiv lishkol. Anyone who needs medicine could come and take it. Some say the story a little differently. Milsa de Shivsa Havi Gamir. He was a bucky in things that have to do with the demons who damage the food. Oh, when you don't wash your hands before eating. Havimanach Kuza de Maya Vidalay. He would hang water at the front of his armor called the Tsarach Lesi Vileil. Anyone who needs water to wash your hands should come wash the Lola Stakin, so you shouldn't have a problem with the Shadim. If you have a Karach Rifta, when he used to break bread at his own meal, have a pasach levave, he would open his front door. Whenever Rav Huna would have his own meals, he'd open his front door and say, anybody who needs food should come eat with me, not just on Pesach. Amar Rava, Rava said, kulu matzina mekayman, I could do all these things except for this last one. Levar meha, the last one I couldn't do. Deloy matzina lameh, but I can't do that. Yishum denefishe b'nechela de mechuza, because there's so many poor people in mechuza, if I would do that, I would never have enough food for all the poor people in Mechuza. Abayisai, everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining.
You do what you can.
Right, yeah, I guess he wouldn't say anyone.